From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington. President Barack Obama says Americans will not be terrorized in reaction to the California mass shooting, which the FBI confirms is being investigated as an act of terrorism. In today's weekly address, Mr. Obama said, despite the massacre, we will uphold our values as a free and open society, and we will not be terrorized.
More broadly, this tragedy reminds us of our obligation to do everything in our power together to keep our communities safe. We know that the killers in San Bernardino used military-style assault weapons, weapons of war, to kill as many people as they could. It's another tragic reminder that here in America, it's way too easy for dangerous people to get their hands on a gun.
The Islamic State terrorist group says the killers were involved in the California massacre as supporters of the organization. The group made its first public comments about the mass killing in a radio broadcast today, but did not express direct involvement in the attack. Meantime, the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation is stepping up its investigation into the massacre after determining the married couple, Tashfeen Malik and her husband, Syed Rizwan Farooq, were responsible for the attack and committed an act of terrorism. They say that Tashfeen Malik pledged allegiance to the IS group on social media, but so far, Director Comey says there's no evidence linking her husband to the group.
The investigation so far has developed indications of radicalization by the killers and of a potential inspiration by foreign terrorist organizations.
Both husband and wife were killed, fleeing in a rented vehicle. Three suicide bombers attacked a market in Chad today, killing at least 27 people. Officials say the attack took place on an island along Lake Chad's western coast when a weekly market was in progress. This is VOA News. British warplanes carried out a round of airstrikes on Islamic State targets in Syria late Friday, hitting oil fields. British Defense Minister Michael Fallon said in a statement today, two Typhoon fighter bombers joined the campaign for the first time, hitting an oil field in eastern Syria.
Last night, the RAF Typhoon aircraft, our newest aircraft that had only arrived from Britain the day before, were in action and successfully striking oil wellheads in eastern Syria. It is oil that underpins the terrorism that we've seen and helps ISIL-Daesh finance their terrorist operations.
British Prime Minister David Cameron appeared before Parliament to make his case for the British involvement, saying the airstrikes would be part of a wider strategy to overcome Islamic State, which uses oil fields to fund attacks on the West. Afghanistan's Taliban says it has received a voice message from its supreme leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, that refutes claims about his involvement in a gunfight and even supposed death earlier this week. In the message, Mansour stressed he is safe and healthy and denied rifts inside Taliban leadership, according to the group's spokesperson. The spokesman said audio of Mansour's message will be released soon to the news media. The Afghan government announced on Wednesday that Mansour was seriously wounded when a gunfire broke out during a meeting of Taliban commanders in neighboring Pakistan. Officials from 195 nations around the world are this week attending the UN Climate Change Conference in Paris and have approved a new draft for a climate deal. Coming after 4 years of negotiations, the proposal is meant to offer nations options to reduce emissions of climate-altering greenhouse gases. Critics say many unresolved issues remain to be hammered out before the COP21 conference ends on Friday, including who should bear the burden of paying for new directives. Representatives objected, while some rejected industrialized countries' efforts to set conditions for the funding. The U.S. Space Agency has released a series of sharp images of Pluto, describing them as the best close-ups we might see of the planet for decades. NASA's New Horizons spacecraft photographed Pluto during its July flyby and continues to transmit data stored on its digital recorders. These latest pictures, which were released Friday, show a wide variety of cratered, mountainous, and glacial terrains. Meantime, President Juan Manuel Santos of Colombia says he will release more details today about the discovery of a Spanish galleon that was sunk more than 300 years ago with what would be the modern-day equivalent of about $1 billion worth of gold and precious stones on board. Santos said in a tweet Friday, the details will be given at a news conference in Cartagena today. We'll be looking for that next hour. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.